Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08. Good morning. Welcome. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. Ceasefire. And then no ceasefire, apparently. Yeah, it was looking real good. This was a ceasefire that was agreed upon between Iran and Israel. And everybody seemed to be on board. But it looks like, Iran just couldn't hold back. Couldn't keep their powder dry. Had to go ahead and send some rockets into Israel, I believe. They killed 5 civilians. So, I guess it's on again. Here's some of the fast facts we have for you. Iran launched at least 14 missiles toward Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Now, I believe this is our largest air base that we have in all of the Middle East. It's a big one. We've already moved. We had prepared for that and moved planes and stuff because we knew that was probably coming. Qatar's foreign ministry condemned the strike in a statement saying the missiles were destroyed and there were no casualties. The strike followed a statement by the Iranian president that the U.S. strike would not go unanswered. American and British embassies had issued shelter in place. Israel ramped up attacks on Iran overnight. So where we're at now is it sounds like the fighting, the lobbing of missiles is continuing, and we'll have to continue to stay on top of this, and it'll be, hopefully they'll get back to some sort of process. I don't think it benefits Iran to want to continue this. It seems like they're on the losing end of any volley that takes place. And so we'll continue to follow it. It's developing, clearly. It was very hopeful. I so wanted to go on the air and go, told you that Iran would finally come to some sort of terms. I think they still will. I think they're going to have to get, they're going to have to feel a little bit more pain, unfortunately. All right. So we'll continue to follow on that. It's good, I guess, that people are reminded that Iran's been doing bad things for a very long time. Federal authorities have called Iran the world's largest state sponsor of terror. And the FBI says the Iranian government has both imprisoned Americans within its territory on unsubstantiated charges and harassed even killed dissidents in exile. Their nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated, though, according to President Donald Trump. He said that during national broadcast statement from the White House. And Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must know they must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks would be far greater and a lot easier. Well, that's the other thing, too, is they're quite vulnerable. Yeah, I mean, Israel already had air superiority, and then we were able to pull off that credible strike on their nuclear facilities, flying, 37 hours round trip in these B-2 stealth bombers with bunker busters? Impressive. So, I don't know what Iran would be trying to gain. I mean, by saying, we agreed to a ceasefire, but then not. Are there different factions kind of involved in this? Is there some kind of inner turmoil going on there? Very well could be. The bombings came amid an increasingly deadly conflict involving Iran and Israel, which is at war with the Iran-backed terror group Hamas. Last year, the Justice Department said it thwarted a plot to kill President Trump after Election Day. Separately, the DOJ announced the arrest and conviction of two other Iranian assets accused of plotting to kill American journalists. All right, so that's just a little bit of the history. Now, moving forward, what do we have? Well, in fact, we have Attorney General Pam Bondi being questioned Monday during a House budget hearing about Iranian nationals who entered the country illegally during the Biden administration after the Trump administration warned the conflict with Iran raised threat levels in the U.S. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a Republican out of Texas, asked if the attorney general knew how many Iranian nationals in the United States have been convicted of crimes. Bondi said she was unsure, but that more than 1,000 entered the country during the last administration. Now, remember, that's 1,000 meaning that we know about. Remember those so-called gotaways, the worst of the worst? Anybody carrying drugs or dealing in trafficking of humans, all of that? Remember there, the coyotes send this group over there toward the Border Patrol, and then they send the other group while Border Patrol is busy doing paperwork and changing diapers. Then the real bad guys, the real bad stuff, gets across the border. So we don't know. And Pam Bondi went on to say, the AG, and I can tell you, we are on high alert, and everyone is looking at this very closely. Wow. I mean, where does it begin and end for the duties under the DOJ, the FBI? How many people that they have to attempt to keep an eye on, to track, to even find? In a country as vast as ours, where, you know, you're free. And that in so many communities, you can't even question people without a riot kicking off. So they've got their work cut out for them. Bondi's remarks echo those of Department of Homeland Security, DHS, issued a notice one day prior saying that the Iran conflict is causing a heightened threat environment in the U.S. So we've got that going on. We've got Vice President Vance talking about the Iran nuclear program with Brett Baer on Special Report. Also coming up, we'll talk about the Supreme Court and a victory there, at least. I mean, it looks pretty good in terms of deportation and the president being able to get that done. Locally, you got a chance to raise some money for a Blue Star Mothers. They're a group. They raise funds for all the military folks, including Gold Star families. Here's the deal. Five guys will donate 20% of the purchases made between 5 and 9 p.m. to Ocala Blue Star Mothers. That is tomorrow. Tomorrow between 5 and 9 p.m. If you go eat at a Five Guys, 20% of the purchase will go to Ocala Blue Star Mothers. Thanks in advance. It is 6:16. There's going to be plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is a Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Love that Bad Company sound. Unfortunately, Mick Ralphs has passed away. It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. In fact, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So, yeah, Mick Ralphs, you know, probably the second most popular in the band to Paul Rogers, at least, you know, kind of to fans and stuff. But he was an incredibly great guitarist, a singer, a songwriter, and he co-found Bad Company, also Mott the Hoople, and on the Bad Company official website, it was announced yesterday, Mick Ralphs died at the age of 81. Now, apparently, he had a stroke days after what would be his final appearance with the band at London's O2 Arena. Now, that was in 2016, that 9 years ago. And apparently, after that stroke, he had been bedridden ever since. No further details on the circumstances of his death were provided. He's set to become a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Bad Company in November. Our Mick has passed. My heart just hit the ground. That from singer Paul Rogers in a statement. He left us with exceptional songs and memories. He was my friend, my songwriting partner. An amazing and versatile guitarist who had the greatest sense of humor. Yeah, they were like the, you know, they were the cover for what was like a rock and roll band, you know, in the 70s. To me, anyway, I definitely grew up enjoying their music. And, I mean, look at some of the hits. Ready for Love, right? Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Feel Like Making Love. That's their songs are hugely recognizable. But anyway, he'll be missed. Rest in peace. Mick Ralphs passed away at the age of 81. And if you grew up, you know, loving music and rock and roll and all that, and you're my age, you're seeing your the people that you really enjoyed and your heroes and the music that you listen to, we're losing these folks. On a regular basis. Yeah. But it is fortunate that, you know what, they leave behind this legacy. You can always, you know, crank it up. So there's that for sure. All right. So obviously your top story still has to do with Iran and a ceasefire? Man, that sounds great. Well, let's do the timeline, however. It was about 3 hours ago, in a statement published by his office early Tuesday, the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, said Israel had agreed to a ceasefire with Iran, having achieved all of its military objectives. Israel thanks President Trump and the U.S. for their support and defense, their participation in eliminating the Iranian nuclear threat. So, great. Everything's great. Oh, wait a second. Then, just minutes later, alerts were activated in northern Israel following the detection of missiles launched from Iran toward Israeli territory, according to a statement IDF put out on X. These came right after the agreement was announced. Then we move up the timeline a little bit further. The Israel Defense Forces said it will respond with force to what it called a severe violation of the ceasefire carried out by the Iranian regime. IDF said it detected missiles launched toward Israel. Now, that was a report denied by Iranian state television. IDF chief general of staff said, in light of the severe violation of the ceasefire carried out by the Iranian regime, we will respond with force. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said in a statement, I've instructed the IDF to respond forcefully to Iran's violation of the ceasefire with powerful strikes against regime targets in the heart of Tehran. Then, 20 minutes or so ago, you've got the general staff of Iran's armed forces denying firing any missiles toward Israel. The IDF said two missiles were launched at Israel from Iran at 10:30 local time. That would be 3:30 a.m. our time. The IDF said the alleged launches violated the ceasefire agreement President Trump said came into force in the early hours Tuesday morning. So things are looking great. Then you've got Iran firing missiles. They're denying it. What would the purpose be? Well, I guess, you know, they can, I don't know what the purpose would be of denying it. I mean, it's not like they're not going to have evidence in most cases. But here's the deal. President Donald Trump, well, it was still Monday, announced that Israel and Iran had agreed to a ceasefire after more than a week of fighting following Israel's strikes and subsequent U.S. attacks on Iran's nuclear program. The announcement came after Iran carried out a missile attack on the United States' Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. And so everything was looking good. Now it's not looking good. We'll see where it goes from there. Vice President J.D. Vance said the United States achieved its objective in destroying Iran's nuclear program moments after President Donald Trump announced on his Truth Social platform that Israel and Iran had agreed to a complete and total ceasefire. Now that is not in existence, apparently. But while Vance was on with Special Report Monday, he had left the White House before Trump broke the news of a ceasefire, but had been aware of its developments prior to coming on the air. First of all, the president, without, knock on wood, having a single American casualty, obliterated the Iranian nuclear program. We're now in a place where we weren't a week ago. A week ago, Iran was very close to having a nuclear weapon. Now Iran is incapable of building a nuclear weapon with the equipment that they have because we destroyed it. We believe. The United States struck Iran's Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan nuclear sites Saturday evening as part of Operation Midnight Hammer, dropping these massive, massive bombs on the area. Also firing a bunch of Tomahawks as well. So ceasefire or no ceasefire? We'll see. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. We are live and local, 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Another day in paradise. Let's make it awesome. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show at 6:39. Let's call it 6:40. 20 minutes to 7 o'clock. Man, it is going to be smoking hot. Do you hear that forecast? Woo! Man, if you've got to do anything outside, you've got to find shelter, shade. Really, stay hydrated. I know you've heard it all before, but sometimes these things can catch you. And as many of us begin to age, you don't have the same kind of thirst that maybe you used to have. So you got to like stay on top of it, because playing catch up is difficult to do, especially as we get older and older and older and our bodies become a little bit more sensitive to some of these things. But anyway, it is Florida. We expect hot, but it's going to be uncomfortably hot, it sounds like. Anyway, not for me, of course. I had a swimming pool. That nearly killed me building. Oh, hey, it's Bob Rose. I am so happy to be back. Anyway, let's move forward. I saw this thing unfolding. And I still, for me, how did they get away with it? It's the story of the sheriff of Osceola County and now his wife. has been arrested. So they went from lovebirds to jailbirds. The wife of a Florida County sheriff, Osceola County, accused of helping to run a massive gambling operation, joined her husband behind bars on Monday on similar charges. Homeland Security investigators arrested Robin Severance Lopez, the estranged wife of Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez, on state charges for conspiracy to commit racketeering. Lopez's arrest came just weeks after her husband was nabbed and slapped with felony racketeering charges because of his alleged role in this sprawling gambling operation in and around the home region of Walt Disney World. You know, you've got the Hard Rock, which is just down the road from there. I mean, literally minutes away, where it's all completely above board and all completely legal. And, you know, pretty decent place, I think. I've been there a couple times. And for them to have, like, this kind of local yokel thing going on, but it's not. It's not like some mom and pop operation. It can't be. They think this thing brought in $21.6 million in illicit proceeds. It involved apparently four other defendants, ran a lottery, slot machines, and a gambling house out of a business known as Fusion Social Club in tourist-heavy area of Kissimmee, Florida. The organization, took in more than $21 million. As law enforcement were held to a higher standard of integrity and character than other professions, that came from FDLE, Commissioner Mark Glass, this case revealed that Lopez violated the trust and integrity expected of him as a duly elected sheriff in Osceola County. It comes down to greed. Sheriffs, unlike deputies, are paid very, very well, and they're so, it's not like they got to pick up, you know, an extra shift acting as a bouncer or something like that, or security. No. And I mean, what makes them, well, nobody's perfect, but it is interesting. Like, how long do you think something like that's going to last? Because you need people to participate, and people have mouths. You know, like, how long do you think this operation is going to continue before somebody gets mouthy and someone says, really? Huh. That doesn't sound like that's a legal operation. Let's go check it out. And that's pretty much what happened. Very, very interesting. County manager Don Fisher said in a statement that the county played no role in the investigation and the county officials were prepared to support the interim sheriff. In December, Lopez pleaded no contest to violating state records laws, agreed to pay a $250 fine for posting online an image of the body of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. And anyway, this whole thing to get that large and go at least long enough to get over $21 million before they get busted, but It is a Florida man, well, in this case, a Florida woman story. Yeah. I've got other Florida stories. I've got other national stories. I've got international stories. I've got stories from the Milky Way. Snickers. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Hang in there, my friends. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Let's make Tuesday great, even if it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Plenty to talk about. The top story, ceasefire. Ceasefire, I said. No, the ceasefire didn't last very long at all. I mean, literally from the time they announced it, maybe 25 minutes. And then the IDF claims that Iran launched missiles. Iran denying it last time I checked, which was about an hour ago. Yeah, they were denying it. Oh, we didn't. Us? Missiles? Come on. No, wasn't us. So there you go. What else is going on? The podcast, the Bob Rose Show podcast. I got to tell you, everybody who has checked it out loves it. And that way you never miss a minute of the show. And if you sign up for the podcast, when I'm in the hospital, I could even do a little mini show from there. Okay, maybe not. Maybe. But seriously, wherever you normally download your podcast, like Spotify, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY, and there's no fee. You just click on subscribe when you find the Bob Rose Show, and there you have it. And it can be very handy dandy, because we always have some great guests and some important information at times to share with you. All right. Coming up, SCOTUS and a good ruling, what I would call a good ruling, what I think people that have a modicum of logic and common sense would call a good ruling. We'll dig into that in just a minute, but something that always impacts us, and that's the price of gas, the price of fuel. It affects everything, all your transportation, getting goods and services and all that, and then, of course, personally. And sometimes a vacation, you know, you budget out for it, but you don't want the squeeze put on while you're on vacation, and that is precisely what may be occurring because of conflict in the Middle East. Gas prices across the state of Florida predicted to continue rising as tensions in the Middle East add uncertainty to gas markets. The gas markets don't like uncertainty. That, according to AAA. Drivers in the U.S. could see higher prices at the pump if these tensions persist or if oil flows are disrupted. And remember, the Strait of Hormuz, 20% of the world's oil flows through there. If there's a problem, it impacts the price because it's set on the world stage. So it doesn't matter that, oh, well, we shouldn't be getting our oil from way over there. Aren't we pretty much energy independent? Well, for the most part. But it doesn't matter. It impacts the worldwide price for oil anyway. According to AAA, gas prices went up approximately 20 cents per gallon early last week. At $2.95 a gallon, prices were the lowest they'd seen since May 10th. As of Thursday last week, prices were back up an average of to $3.15 across the state. And it could go higher. And depending on what happens, well, anything's possible. But just kind of prepare yourself from a budget perspective if you can. Yeah, easier said than done. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll just set aside that, you know, extra 50 bucks that I'm already 50 bucks overdrawn on. No, I get the picture. Trust me. All right. But hang in there. So it looks like SCOTUS gave the president a victory, if you will. Supreme Court Monday granted the Trump administration's request to stay a lower court injunction blocking them from deporting individuals to third countries without prior knowledge. You've seen this kind of unfold. Trump has this great program, and he wants to get bad people out of here. And El Salvador is one of the places it was willing to take him, for instance. And I thought it was working out quite well, but many people, well, at least some are going to disagree with that. But the Supreme Court weighed in our favor, but I guess you could say, yeah, it was drawn on political lines. Justices on the high court ruled 6-3 to stay the lower court injunction. In other words, you can always get a judge to just pop up, apparently, and go, I don't care if it's at the executive branch level and executive order. I'm Judge Scaboli here in Nowheresville, USA. Yeah, but I can stop it. And they have been able to, at least temporarily. Rather than allowing our lower court colleagues to manage this high-stakes litigation with the care and attention it plainly requires, this court now intervenes to grant the government emergency relief from an order it has repeatedly defied, that according from Justice Sotomayor. I cannot join so gross an abuse of the court's equitable discretion. At issue was a group of migrants challenging their removals to third countries or countries that were not their country of origin. Lawyers for those migrants had urged the Supreme Court earlier this month to leave in place of a ruling from U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy, who previously ordered the Trump administration to keep in U.S. custody all migrants slated for deportation to a country not explicitly named in their removal orders, known as third-party country deportation. Murphy's a federal judge in Boston, presided over class action lawsuit from migrants who are challenging deportations to third countries. Isn't it interesting? And send lawyers guns and money. I mean, that there are lawyers chomping at the bit to defend people who are here illegally. I just find that kind of, well, interesting. And it's probably not pro bono work. You've got these lefty organizations that finance this stuff. But the Supreme Court has ruled, and Trump can continue those deportations, at least for now. There's a lot unfolding in the Middle East. Ceasefire or no ceasefire. We'll continue to cover that, of course, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.